175,000 Canadian soldiers served in the Netherlands in World War II. Many of them were Cape Bretoners. And in our father's footsteps is a one-time national remembrance event for people who are descended from those 175,000 soldiers. This takes place in the Netherlands in May of 2020. Lieutenant General Romeo Dallaire is going to be involved. Karen Hunter is one of the key organizers, and she joins us on the line this afternoon. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
May 2020. Now, you know what? I'm thinking that this has something to do with VE Day, because somewhere in May, it's the 75th anniversary, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the 75th anniversary in May of next year is the liberation of many villages and towns in the Netherlands, in the more northerly, northeastern portion of the Netherlands. Some places in the Netherlands actually were liberated this year. So it's an extension, really, of that same liberation.
So remind us what the history around this day in 1945 was. What was going on along the shorelines of Europe at that point?
Oh, well, certainly what had happened is the Dutch had just gone through the infamous Hunger Winter, where so many starved in the winter of 44. And so now coming into 45, this is when the Canadian soldiers, as well as other soldiers to the Americans and British and Polish, started to liberate various parts of the Netherlands, beginning in the southern portion and heading north, and including going over the border into Germany. And so this was the push to liberate the Netherlands.
So In Our Father's Footsteps is an homage to that. Tell me how the idea started to germinate with you.
Well, as you know, my father was a Canadian World War II veteran who served in the Netherlands. And on his 80th birthday, he gave me a memoir that he had written about his wartime experience. And now, growing up, of course, my father, like most veterans, never talked about his wartime experience. And so his memoir became my inspiration for a spiritual journey to explore this wartime experience. And I decided that I would walk in my father's footsteps in the Netherlands in May 2020 for the 75th anniversary of the Dutch liberation. He and my mother had attended the 40th and the 50th anniversaries, and at that time, actually, they were billeted with a young Dutch couple who became really part of our family. We've known that Dutch couple for 34 years, and actually they are integral to In Our Father's Footsteps in terms of all of the logistics and the organization. And so then, for various reasons, including social media, In My Father's Footsteps became In Our Father's Footsteps when I decided to invite 200 Canadians who are descendants of veterans who served in the Netherlands to walk in their father's footsteps. So as the next generation, really, we're going to carry the Canadian Remembrance Torch from Toronto to the Netherlands, where we will walk 60 kilometers over 3 days in the steps of the Canadian troops. And along the way, we'll honor wishes that we've received in advance from Canadian World War II veterans. And we're going to walk in our version of platoons. We're going to eat from mess kits and hold intimate ceremonies like candlelight vigils at Canadian cemeteries and monuments. And we're going to party with the Dutch at liberation festivals. The highlight, I believe, will be our walk as a large Canadian contingent with flags and a military band into Hetlo Palace, where we'll be met by Princess Marguerite. So it really is a very unique, once-in-a-lifetime veteran remembrance event.
But you're asking people who have family members who were involved just to sign up. I mean, it's very open that way. What have people been telling you when they've been reaching out to you and saying, you know what, I'd like to be a part of this too?
The response has really been amazing. Right across Canada, We even have a Canadian who's coming from New Zealand. It seems to me that In Our Father's Footsteps has really touched the heart and soul of many Canadians. People are saying to me things like, I have to do this. I am so excited. This is amazing. I'm so glad I found this. The reactions are immediate, and they're strong. They're intense. People just really want to do this.
I would imagine that there's also a certain amount of finding out the parents' history as well, because you know that Dad served in the northern Netherlands, but the detail of that might not have been passed along.
Oh my goodness, you hit the nail on the head. When my father gave me the memoir, at the time he sort of said to me, you know, it's all there, and I really thought it was. And then when I came up with this idea and I started to read his memoir in depth, looking for place names and such, I quickly discovered that he had left out an awful lot of detail, not surprisingly, actually. And so what that meant was I needed to piece together this puzzle. So I traveled to Belgium in February to the Liberation Route Conference, where I met a number of people who gave me guidance on how to make this happen. And the first step was that I needed to obtain his service records from Veteran Affairs to confirm the actual unit he was with in the Netherlands, because he was transferred among units several times throughout the war, because he had also served in Italy and elsewhere. And so first step was to determine what was his unit. Then once I had determined that, and that took quite a few hoops, then I was instructed to get the war diaries for that specific unit. And then once I had those war diaries, I could then start to piece together his journey. And so having gone through that hoop as well, I began to find out exactly where he had gone. And many people have contacted me, actually, asking me that question. How did I do that? How did I go about it? I think many people don't realize these war diaries exist. Certainly my father didn't realize that. It would have been much easier for him to write his memoir had he known that he could have gotten his unit's war diaries.
So you want 200 people. Do you have 200 people at this moment?
I don't have 200 people at this moment. My challenge is to get the word out across Canada. What I find is when people hear about it, immediately they sign up. I'm always quite amazed. I'm thinking, well, right now? And they're, yes, right now. So that it really is a very quick response, but getting the word out is the challenge. It's just not easy to spread it beyond social media. I mean, I have a Facebook page and a website and such, and when people hear about it, they spread it among family and friends, but that is a challenge because I have until December 31st is really our cutoff date, that there's so many things happening in the Netherlands in May 2020, just beyond veteran remembrance events. There are a number of big events happening. And so there's a huge demand for space. So a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's not until May. Don't need to sign up now. But in fact, they need to sign up, now, really soon, or they just won't be able to come in May.
Well, Karen, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
That's Karen Hunter. And In Our Father's Footsteps is a one-time remembrance event for 200 people who are descendants of those who landed in the Netherlands in May of 1945. And you can find all of the detail on that Facebook page.